We welcome you to join us on the porch. Today's show is made possible by VRC Limited. Grab a coffee or a cool lemonade and join our host, Randy Voller, for a slice of life from the perspective of one of Chatham County's most actively engaged community leaders, former mayor, real estate developer, musician, and all-around great guy. Now, here's Randy.
We're live. Hey, this is Randy Voller. We're back on the porch with our friends from Chatham Community Schools with Tyke. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you on the show. This is a show where we chat with members of the community about a wide variety of issues. You can contact us at ontheporch@wchl.com. So I noticed, Tyke, you got here in North Carolina about 11 years ago from Topeka, Kansas.
That's right. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. That's going to go over big time. Well, you know, Dean Smith was a Jayhawk.
Hey, Dean Smith.
And Roy Williams was, you know, coached for the. But there have been a couple of games, including a recent one, that didn't go so well for Chapel Hill.
We won't mention that. Coach Smith's actually from Topeka, where I'm from.
Where you're from.
So, Topeka High School.
What brings a Jayhawk and what brings you out here to North Carolina to work in Chatham County?
Yeah, well, it started with. Coaching, actually. I was doing some high school coaching and teaching in the classroom back in Topeka. Both my parents were teachers and just fell in love with helping youth and families, and actually graduated with my master's degree from Washburn University in Topeka. My cousin, Leah Murphy, played soccer at the University of North Carolina with the women's soccer team. And
she played for Anson.
She did play for Anson. And once she came out here and had a great experience, got a connection with the football team, and they were looking for somebody that had a passion for sports and administration and helping students. And I jumped at it. I was looking to make a move from Kansas, and couldn't think of any better opportunity than to come to the great state of North Carolina. So I'm happy to be here. The last 12 years of my life have been great, and you know, I went on from North Carolina and found myself at communities and schools, and wouldn't turn back for anything.
So you first got there as a support specialist back in 2014, but you're now the director of school-based programs?
That's correct. Yeah, I started in 2014, and actually communities and schools at that time was known as Chatham County Together.
I remember that.
Yeah, Chatham County Together started in 1989. With five caring community members who threw together some money to start a, you know, get a P.O. box together so they could start a nonprofit. And we've really grown since then. But I moved out here once we partnered with Communities in Schools, which is a national nonprofit, there in 2014 as a pilot program at Chatham Middle School. It's serves students 6th through 8th grade. And so I was kind of the first staff member that got hired to go work directly in the schools, and since that time, we've grown and continue to serve more students across Chatham County.
So I noticed there are 24 affiliates in the state, plus the main office makes 25 for all of the state. Durham County has an affiliate, and Wake County,
correct,
and Chatham. I noticed that neither Orange or Lee had affiliates.
Sure, yeah. Orange and Lee did have their own affiliates in the past. However, they had gone under, I believe it was about 4 years ago. And so they no longer have programs there, but we are, you know, fully supported by the state office, and we definitely partner with Durham and Wake on a regular basis. You know, we all have the same mission, and we're all out here trying to do similar work.
So, I mean, you're focused on delinquency prevention services for students in Chatham County, and your range for ages is 5 to 18.
Yeah, correct. So we have a variety of different programs. We have kind of a two-pronged approach. We have our school-based programs.
So let's talk about the school-based programs.
Sure, sure, yeah. So we do serve kids kindergarten through 12th grade. We've recently been targeting our elementary schools because we believe that earlier interventions have a longer lasting impact as kids go on through high school and graduate. And so we've expanded our services this year to three schools in Siler City Elementary, Virginia Cross Elementary, and Chatham Middle School. And we also serve Jordan Matthews High School as well. So it's really cool in Siler City that, you know, we can serve a student from the time they're just entering school all the way through graduation. and just really excited about this coming year. Have some great relationships with Chatham County Schools, the administrations at the schools we're working at, and have some great plans for this coming school year. And more importantly, we got our team is awesome. We have an awesome team. I just really feel like they're the right people in the right place at the right time, and looking forward to seeing what kind of outcomes we can generate this year.
Well, it's great to be chatting with a fellow Midwesterner. I grew up in Indiana, but somehow we all end up out here in North Carolina. I've been here 31 years.
I'd say for me it was the mountains and the beach, you know, living right here in the Chapel Hill area, being able to go to the beach, you know, 2 hours away to the mountains. I say once you experience that, you're probably not going to go back, so.
I still have a lot of family back home, back up in Northwest Indiana, Chicago area. But what I don't miss is the wind howling down. You know, they call it the hawk in Chicago is the cold. And I know from traveling across the Midwest into the central part of our country, you understand the wind, too.
Definitely. And actually, my family has always referred to that north wind as the hawk as well. So, yeah, very familiar with that and grateful to have relocated to avoid that in the wintertime.
To avoid that and to avoid cyclones.
Yeah. Cyclones and tornadoes. Now we've adjusted out here with the hurricanes, but fortunately this season we haven't had anything of concern.
So what's the second prong of the focus?
So the second prong of the focus are what we call community-based programs. And these work with what's called the Joint Crime Prevention Council. Chatham County does have one. And these are what we would consider restorative justice programs. Two of those programs are under our roof, the Community Service and Restitution Program, which serves minors who have been committed of a misdemeanor crime, typically theft or possession or alcohol or fighting. And so we work with those students to pay back the community through community service. And so we work with community service work sites throughout the county who supervise the youth to complete their service hours. And then they leave the program without a record. And so as many people are probably familiar with the school-to-prison pipeline, we are trying to correct that course for many of those students to keep them out of the criminal justice system. And the second program is family advocacy, which is a family skill-building program. And so our staff person, Maria Soto, works directly with families and their children to create better family functioning.
So when you say family advocacy, how do you define that?
It can be defined a lot of ways. You know, it's support in the courtroom. It's with the justice system. It's also support in the schools. Oftentimes, many of the families we're working with, one challenge would be the language barrier. 9 of our 12 staff are both bilingual in English and Spanish. And so a lot of that could be advocacy for equity regarding processes for the justice system as well as the school system. And so it's just being a support to have families have that person they can count on when they have some things that they need.
Well, it's very important to have someone you can count on in the community. And in Chatham County, they have been counting on community and schools. This is Randy Voller on the porch with our executive director of Community and Schools. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to On the Porch with Randy Voller, made possible by VRC Limited. Welcome back to On the Porch. Randy Voller and his friends bringing local flavor with zesty conversation. Come on up and grab a chair.
And we're back here, Randy Voller with Tyke Cowden, who is the Executive Director of Community and Schools in Chatham County. It's great to have a conversation with you up on the porch.
Hey, happy to be here.
So tell us what your name is short for. I mean, you're the first guy I've ever interviewed with this name, so what's it short for?
My name is short for Tycheus, T-Y-C-H-I-C-U-S. And
who was Tycheus?
Tycheus apparently was the person who let the Paul know that they were going to be releasing him from prison, and therefore they came up with the name the Bearer of Good News. So supposedly, in my parents' eyes, I'm the Bearer of Good News.
So wherever you go, you are the Bearer of Good News. I mean, it's nice to have a name with that kind of meaning.
Yeah, no pressure at all. No pressure at all.
No pressure. So what happens when you have to give bad news?
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm not good at delivering bad news, and I'm sure my wife would probably say the same thing.
But I think today you're delivering all kinds of great news because your school and its program have really served the community well.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to be in the position we're in, and I must take a moment to to thank all of the people who came before us. Kim Karaganis, who was the executive director for over 25 years, as well as a number of other staff members who have really laid a solid foundation for us, and we find ourselves in a good spot, respected by community members, and most importantly, with some longstanding, deep relationships with the families that we work with.
Well, I'm glad you gave a shout out to Kim. I've known Kim and her husband Lewis for a long time. They're great people. So, and she's done some amazing work in Chatham County. So, I mean, I noticed that your mission is to surround students with a network of support, empowering them to stay in school and achieve in life. Can you talk to us about the mission and how you manifest that at your school, in your program?
Absolutely. So, you know, this is something I share with our staff all the time. I like to view us as a liaison between students and schools and a community of resources. That could be anything from basic needs resources. It could be social-emotional support. It could be tutoring, academic help. It could be behavior interventions. We're not a cookie-cutter program. We go into the schools, work with them directly, figure out what their needs are, and then it is our job to go out into the community and bring resources in. So, you know, we are very fortunate to have some wonderful partners across the county, anywhere from Cora, West Chatham Food Pantry, a number of volunteers that come in weekly to support students. Really across the board, the value of our work is really created by bringing in that network of support, of community resource. And the more resources we have on the team, the more depth of service we're going to be able to provide for the students that we're working with.
So if you had, you know, in a perfect world, unlimited resources, is there anything that you'd like to bring to it that you can't do now or you could do better?
You know, funding is always a consideration. You know, nobody ever has enough money. That being said, the thing that we value the most and that we need the most are people's hours, people's volunteerism. We have a wonderful mentoring program, which was actually started when the agency was established in 1989. And we have served hundreds, if not thousands, students over the course of that program through one-on-one mentoring and relationship building. And so that's kind of the cornerstone of our organization is really relationships, and that mentoring is at the heart of our work. So we're always in search of caring community volunteers who want to make a connection with a youth who could use that positive adult influence in their life.
So I'm glad you cited that, because when I researched the organization to get more familiar, and I had known a lot about it for years and worked with folks there. I mean, right off the bat, of your five basics, a one-on-one relationship with a caring adult is listed number one.
Absolutely. And that we absolutely live by that on a daily basis. And like I said, that's at the heart of our work. We really believe that programs don't change people. Relationships change people. You can ask people to do this, that, or the other, but if you don't have that solid relationship to build from, you're not really going to move the needle that much. And so from all of our staff members, that is a key thing we try to drive home from the beginning is to be that one-on-one caring adult in the lives of that young person. Once that relationship is established, we can continue to build that trust and that relationship to achieve greater outcomes throughout the many years sometimes that we serve the kid.
You also have cited a safe place to learn and grow. What does that mean for you guys?
Well, that safe place can be the school. It can be our office. It can be a community space. Many of the students that we work with may not have a stable home life. They may be living in a single-parent home. Maybe they're being raised by a grandparent or a great-grandparent, aunt or uncle. Or they have multiple families living in the same dwelling. And so whether that be, again, at the school or in a community setting, we really just want to create a safe environment. We want the kids to feel comfortable. We want them to feel cared about. And we want to continue to just provide that space that is safe from the very beginning so that we can continue to make a difference and grow, you know, academically and social emotionally.
You also list that you want them to develop a marketable skill that they can use upon graduation. So where are you focusing there?
So that's a big target for us this year, particularly with the high school students. A lot of the students that we're working with, you know, they're kind of siloed in, if you will, to some opportunities that they have. And so we're really trying to open up doors. We're trying to identify things that they can relate to. Maybe it's secondary education, or maybe it's a community college associate's degree where they can get certified to go into a field of work. And so it's really trying to identify something specific that will hopefully open up some doors for them as they go into the career field of trying to find a job, start a family, and be a contributing member of our community. And so whatever that may be, we are looking to build some skill that they can take away from graduation and apply it in life. And as I mentioned, that's a big focus for ours going forward, particularly with the high school students, trying to build partnerships with local businesses, maybe for internships or job shadowing opportunities, really to just increase some exposure and to open up new doors and new possibilities that they may otherwise not have ever even realized were right, you know, right on the other side of the trees in Chatham County, for instance.
So I really think that that's an important element to develop. And obviously social skills are important. And this is big with you trying to bring kids back into the schools as opposed to remote learning.
Definitely. You know, starting this year with kids back in the building, we have done a remarkable job. Our staff's done a remarkable job of adapting to the challenges of the pandemic. And I'm so proud of all the efforts that they made. And it's funny, we used to call our home visits front porch visits. So it's nice to be here on the front porch with you.
It's nice to be on the front porch or the side porch or the back porch, just being on the porch, having a chat. So this has been Randy Voller with Ty Cowden, who's the executive director of Chatham Community and Schools. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to On the Porch with Randy Voller, made possible by VRC Limited. Welcome back to On the Porch. Randy Voller and his friends bringing local flavor with zesty conversation. Come on up and grab a chair.
We're back. This is Randy Voller back on the porch with Ty Cowden, who is our executive director of community and schools. Great to have you here.
Well, I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
And previously, we're talking about community and schools' five basics: one-on-one relationship with a caring adult, a safe place to learn and grow, a marketable skill to use upon graduation. Number four was a chance to give back. Talk about that.
Yeah, so with a lot of the students we work with, you know, they're on the receiving end of these services. And we really believe that for that full circle to be completed, it would be through an opportunity for them to give something back to peers or their community. And so that can take place in a number of different ways, but we often have service projects where kids that we're working with aren't just the receivers of services. You know, we want to be the support, but we're not the solution. And so to be able to give kids that opportunity to give back to the community, it really helps complete that full circle of what we're really hoping to create, which is a compassionate, caring young person and a contributing member of the community.
So like the virtuous cycle.
Exactly the virtuous cycle. If we can complete that loop and they start from that receiving it to then giving it to somebody else, that is the perfect example of what we try to accomplish.
And your last basic is a healthy start and a healthy future. So what do you mean by that?
That primarily is focused on a lot of the younger kids we're working with. We want to create environments that they can thrive in. And that can be with basic needs being met. They're fed. When they're at school, if they're hungry, they can come to us and get a snack. If they are in need of academic support, they can come to us and get some academic support. And we really believe that starting with that solid foundation, not just for the kids, but for the family as well, to get them the resources they need to be successful with the schools they're working with. Who do they contact as far as the administrator at their school? And so it's really setting that foundation for a successful start. And so that as we continue to work with them over the years, if we can start at that solid foundation, we can continue to build something special for them.
So you're running seven programs now. What are the programs you're running in community schools in Chatham County?
So we have our CIS model schools, which we consider those three of our programs. Those are three staff fully embedded all day, working directly one-on-one with a particular school. We have those programs at Chatham Middle School, Virginia Cross, and Siler City Elementary for the first time this year, which we're super excited about. Each of those programs will serve between 50 and 60 students each, and that is with individual case management. That could be seeing all those kids every day. It includes a support plan. It includes a needs assessment and, most importantly, a consent form. We're working with the parents on this. Everybody's bought in, and so we're working towards similar goals. So that is those programs are really the heart of our work and the CIS model. Our fourth program in that case would be General Youth Services, which is our mentoring program and is our longest-standing program. That program serves students across 18 Chatham County schools. Primarily, those schools that they work with are Pittsburgh Elementary, Horton Middle School, and then Jordan Matthews High School. And the standards for those programs are just a little bit more lax because we don't have case management service levels that we have to meet. And so we really are intentional about the students we serve in those schools. Sometimes they are a little bit higher needs, which requires a little bit more deep level of service.
So we're getting here to the end. So if somebody wants to contact you and support you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'd encourage everybody to go to our website, cischatham.org. Give us a call, 919-663-0116, or email me directly. I'm always happy to connect with community members who care about kids and families, and that's what we're here for.
This has been Randy Voller with Ty Cowden with Chatham Community Schools. Thank you for coming up on the front porch.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back again next week.
You've been listening to On the Porch with Randy Voller on 97.9 The Hill. Catch episodes on demand at chapelboro.com/ On the Porch.